seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Chaleos, Ton Bettis, taking your calls at 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500. This morning, our program is sponsored by Ivory Homes and their brand new Overland community, which is in Eagle Mountain at 6344 North Vernon Drive. And with us this morning is also Trevor Taylor. Ton, I want to start with you here, though. We wanted to start the morning and talk about how do we really prepare or plan our landscape so that they are water wise. And what are some of the things that you want people to think about when they're putting together a landscape or when they're thinking, hey, I want to be more water wise. I know we don't have enough water.
Well, number one is that their yard does not need to look like the Nevada desert when they're done. And they can have a very beautiful landscape filled with flowers and usable turf areas. And driving past, you would never know that that yard is using up to 50% less water than one that just wasn't planned well. And so what I would actually recommend doing is, because people can get so frustrated on being confused about how to install a water-wise landscape, is I would use a local resource called Localscapes, put on by the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, and they will walk you through step by step on how to do that. And some of those principles include, instead of putting grass in last, put where you need grass first, where your kids are going to be playing, where you may have garden parties, and then everything else is going to be hardscapes, whether it's decks or gardens or sheds or things or shrub beds. But if you only put in as much turf as you need, instead of just using it as a filler, you actually will save longer term a lot of money and time, because a water-wise landscape is actually up to at least a third less expensive over time and requires a third less maintenance.
Trevor, you have just put in a water-wise landscape that you were describing for us, and this is a priority for Ivory Homes. Describe for us what you thought about when you were putting in the landscape.
Well, the nicest thing about it is I don't have to spend as much time mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, right?
That's you don't think about that when you're installing a yard. In a lot of cases, how much is this going to take out of my weekend? You know, every time I get out the lawnmower. But in our case, with our water-wise landscape just recently installed, you know, I'm out mowing the lawn for about 20 minutes and then I'm done. So that alone is just really nice. And that's not even the half of it. I mean, you've got the water savings. And truthfully, I think it just looks a little nicer. You've got a variety of bushes that you can install, flowers, trees. And if you've got it set up right, it's just very easy to add on and makes it a little more fun. You know, if you see some flowers on sale at your local, you know, grocer, you can buy those, add those to the yard, and it's just so easy to implement. But if you have a yard that's just nothing but sod, you might not have those cool opportunities to really beautify your yard in the way that you can with a Localscape.
Right. Right now, our listeners who like to watch us on the KSL News Radio, on KSLNewsRadio.com, on the webcam, are seeing a beautiful landscape at the model home where you are right now. Kind of describe for those people who aren't, like, watching what you have there.
Sure. Sure. So I'm just looking out at the backyard of our Carlisle Prairie model home out here in Overland. We've got just this really cool covered deck. It's an extended deck, so it takes up a little more of the yard space. The deck leads down to an area that utilizes pavers, and pavers are just so nice. It's just a really, really high-quality looking finish. The pavers lead up to a fire pit with a couple of chairs, and really it's just so much more usable than having just an all-grass yard. That's not to say we don't have grass. Grass is just kind of mixed throughout the yard, and more than anything, having these other features really helps the green grass really pop. But you've got that usable fire pit, a couple of different gathering areas with the Ivory Homes covered deck, and then we've got this pergola out with the fire pit. It just looks really nice, very usable, really very well suited for family gatherings and summer barbecues.
Right, Ton, we've talked about this before and how you're really extending your living space out into your yard and really how popular that's become and important to people.
It is, and as our yards have become a little bit smaller, that design aspect has become more critical because you do want to create areas of your yard that you can relax and enjoy your family and that have a little bit of privacy. But pre-planning is so important because when people kind of just hodgepodge their yard together, it oftentimes just doesn't work out. They end up tearing things out. The sprinkling system isn't sufficient, and it's just a lot of problems.
Trevor, let's talk about this brand new community and what you were hoping to accomplish and what you want people to come out and see today.
Well, first, the weather is just great. So I want people to come outside and just check out the area. I mean, it's so nice out here right now. Come see us. Come see the model home. We've got multiple agents out here today that can help give you home tours. And we are prepared and able to give individual home tours despite the current COVID crisis going on. We've got multiple available homes. And we also have a couple of lots left to build homes on. So come out. Come see us. The weather's great. We've also got an open house with energy drinks and a really fun Ellie the Elephant scavenger hunt where you can win a couple of flowers for your yard while supplies last.
I love the one thing about this community I really love is that there's something for everyone.
There is. You know, that I would say that's probably the nicest feature about Ivory's master plan communities is they're really geared towards having something that anyone can afford. You know, we've got our workforce housing program that really helps out first-time home buyers, school teachers, construction workers, veterans. And then we've also got our Ivory Collection, which gives you a really good blend of value and also customization. And then we've got our Signature Homes, which Signature Homes are all about giving you multiple customization options. And we've got homes really in all variety of sizes. We have homes from, you know, just a little over 2,000 total square feet all the way up to 6,000. So we've got this great variety out here, something for everyone. It's just going to be a wonderful community as we build it out. Coming soon also is a clubhouse and pool to the community. You can see it right at the entrance as you come out and visit here out in Eagle Mountain.
Ivory Homes Overland Community, 6344 North Vernon Drive. That's in Eagle Mountain, Utah. The open house underway, or getting underway at 11 o'clock is what I should say. Adam, Nikki, your call's coming up next. The number to call, 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us on the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria and Ton taking your questions. This morning, the program is sponsored by Ivory Homes and their brand new Overland community at 6344 North Vernon Drive in Eagle Mountain. An open house getting underway at 11 o'clock. Let's go to Adam, who is in South Jordan. Good morning, Adam. And what is your question for Ton this morning?
Hey, good morning. My wife bought seven Silhouette sweet gum, slender sweet gum silhouette trees yesterday from Glover Nursery. And just in time I got back from the master gardener at the USU Extension office telling me that I shouldn't plant them because they may suffer from iron chlorosis and that it can be pricey if you have a whole row of them.
Well, it can be, and a lot of it's going to depend on your soil. And I, you know, as someone that's employed by Extension, I don't try to deal in absolutes. Now, you are more likely to have those sweet gums have iron chlorosis problems, especially if you're west of I-15 going toward either Utah Lake or the Great Salt Lake. And so if you're on the bench areas, you're less likely because the soils there are usually better draining and slightly less alkaline. But there is a chance that you will be treating these annually with chelated iron and maybe other micronutrients to try to keep them from getting iron chlorosis. That potential is there.
So is it kind of an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure situation where
I don't want to get sideways with Glovers. And I will say that even though the trees are from Glovers, that every nursery that sells trees is going to have trees that I would consider marginal for our area. There's a number of maples that are inappropriate for our climate, most likely. You know, the red maple, the sugar maple, even autumn blaze. And this, the sweet gum trees are kind of in that group that it's always, people like them because they're beautiful, but they may or may not color up like you would due to iron deficiency. And so I don't want to single out Glovers here at all, but it's just that potential is there and you're going to have to make your decision on that. And I'll bet you, and I'm just guessing here, that your bride wanted these trees because they turn red in the fall.
Actually, it's mostly because we have not a very deep backyard. We're on a third acre that's more wide than deep, and we were hoping to use them as kind of a privacy/shade screen for our backyard that has no trees at all.
You know, there are a number of other columnar trees that would be things you could look at. There's one called Kindred Spirit Oak that has a very similar size. There are some columnar Zalcovas, columnar Hackberries that would work. And so you're just going to have to make that decision on your own. You'll have to talk to Glovers if you decide to return them on what their exchange policy is and see if they have some other options.
But what are the preventative measures for him, Ton, if he decides he wants to keep
down
the trees?
Every spring, potentially. So a can of chelated iron is $25, and you just have to mix that up in 5-gallon buckets and then administer it to the trees around their root zones. And so when they're younger, it's not going to be a huge cost, but if they get 30 feet tall and 5 or 6 feet wide, then you may be putting $25 or $50 a year into that chelated iron, and the chelated iron doesn't always work.
Okay, so, I mean, it's possible, but it may become down the road kind of difficult to deal with.
It can be, and so I don't want to get in the middle of you and your bride or in the middle of you all and Glovers, but I'll just give you the outcome, the potential outcomes of keeping those, and you can make your decisions.
Now, one quick question. If we did decide to return them and get one of these other columnars you mentioned, the oaks or the hackberries, are they good for wind tolerance and give us a similar height?
Well, they're going to, especially that Kindred Spirit Oak, will give you a very similar width and height. The columnar Zalcovas and columnar Hackberries will do the same. Now, the one potential thing with any of these trees is that they may bend a little bit. The branches may bend a little bit under heavy snow load. But, yeah, there's other trees you could use.
All right, Adam, thank you so much for your call today. Let's go to Nikki in South Jordan. Good morning, Nikki.
Hi. I'm calling about my tomatoes. I grew them from seed under light. They were beautiful. They're celebrity variety. And then I put them out, and now they're just looking terrible. They've got these little brown spots on them, and then it spreads, and then it kills the leaf, and it just goes through the whole plant. And they've... just don't know what I've done wrong.
Is it only after you move them outside?
I think so, yeah. They look great under the lights. And
I would suspect they have sun scald.
What is that again?
Sun scald.
Sun scald.
Yes, that's when you move them from indoors to out without transitioning them. Normally, if you've been growing tomatoes under lights, you take them out to a shaded area for a couple hours and then bring them in. The next day you go, did ya?
I did that. Yeah, I hardened them off. It took a few days to harden them off in the shade, and you know.
So if you did that, the only other things I can figure, maybe some cold weather or wind. What county are you in?
I'm in Salt Lake County, South Jordan.
South Jordan. So you could call your extension office and get their diagnostic email number and email some pictures over and see what they had to say. But in this situation, what you're describing sounds like maybe sun scald. It could be overwatering or cold weather or a combination of that and wind. You know, there are several possibilities, but I would get some pictures over to your Salt Lake County Extension office.
Okay, great. I'll try that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nikki, for your call. Our next texter is asking, Ton, how do they water fruit and shade trees that are located in a sprinkled flower bed?
The sprinklers are usually sufficient. And this, we've been talking about wise landscaping and trying to avoid such things. What they might be able to do is put some bushes in there that are have more similar watering requirements over time. But generally, you know, the lawn sprinklers are going to be okay. It's not ideal, but there's really not much you can do about it unless you want to redo your irrigation system or redo your landscaping or both.
Okay, let's take a call from Fawn in Woods Cross. Good morning, Fawn.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks.
I just wonder, I've heard both ways about putting grass clippings around fruit trees. I've heard that it's bad for it. I've heard that it's good for them. And I'm just wondering what your take is on grass clippings.
As long as the lawn that the clippings came from hasn't had weed and feed or another herbicide applied to them, then you're fine to use them around your fruit trees, and you can do clippings 2 or 3 inches deep, but you want to keep it away from the trunks, a good 6 inches around the base. The other thing is if you have weed barrier over the tops of the trees, and then you put clippings down, sometimes it becomes really easy to overwater because both are holding so much water in the soil.
Okay. All right. Okay, that answers it then. So weed and feed, if you've done it in the spring.
You need to look at your label, but it'll have a wait time before you can collect the clippings and apply them, because sometimes those weed and feed products or the lawn weed killers have a product called dicamba in them that can stay in the soil for several days to several weeks, depending on soil conditions and the temperatures. And so that's why I'm cautious. And you want to look at the label of anything applied to see
what
the weight is.
But if you have container, what about, I put it around my container gardens. Is that bad too?
So are you just saying around the bases of the containers?
Yeah,
or
like they're open at the bottom though. Would it
I doubt it would do any harm in that situation.
Because it doesn't get watered or anything like that there.
Yeah, I doubt you'd do any harm. Now, if you put it in the tops of your containers and it was contaminated with a lawn herbicide, then you may run into trouble.
Yeah, no, not in the tops, just around the base of the stem. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for your call today. The number to call if you have a question, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. The KSL Greenhouse Show, sponsored today by Ivory Homes and their Overland community at 6344 North Vernon Drive. That's in Eagle Mountain, Utah. Their open house getting underway in just a few minutes at 11 o'clock. We'll be back with more of your questions on The Greenhouse Show.